Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Appling moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. QL reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. QL scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Tipton now playing left field. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. D. Miles now playing right field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Dario Lodigiani. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Hayes moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Eric Tipton. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Joe Gantenbian. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.